we're really not very well prepared, are we, to suffer?
Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, security, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you think about God's unchanging principles for your life, here's Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. And I want to begin by greeting all my wonderful friends in Manitoba. My husband and I were there for a speaking engagement not long ago in Winnipeg. And I was overwhelmed with the response of people who had come because they had heard the radio broadcast, Gateway to Joy. I think of one man who told me that he stops all the machinery in his shop and everybody listens to my voice. Another man said that he stops his tractor. Another man said they had rearranged their coffee break in order to listen to this program. And of course, there were many women. I am always amazed when men tell me that they listen to the program, but I want to just say thank you. Thank all of you up there for listening, and pray with us that we will be able to get some more stations in Canada. We don't have as many as we'd like. I think it's something like 9, and we're hoping to get some more. My subject today is suffering. About 5 minutes before I began to prepare this talk, I had a conversation with a man whose wife has given him 1 month to move out of the house. This man had received my newest book, A Path Through Suffering, for Christmas. And he said, I've been suffering. God knows I've been suffering for about a year. Now, I don't know this man very well, but I do know him well enough to know that he has one supreme desire, which is to do whatever God wants him to do. I don't know if your suffering might be similar to his. Are there some listening to me today whose husband or wife is either talking about moving out themselves or has asked you to move out? It's really almost impossible for me to imagine a situation like this, never having been in anything even remotely similar. I think of my dear friend, Ruthie Jordan. Her husband, Gene, and she were missionaries in Ecuador for about 40 years. They were there when I went to Ecuador in 1952. She's a soloist. Her husband, Gene, is a composer, a conductor. He was also very skilled in playing several instruments. I suppose most outstanding was his marimba playing. And I've known Ruthie ever since college days. And so it touched me very close to home when I knew that Gene had been discovered to have a brain tumor, and when I learned in December that Gene had died, my heart, of course, went out to Ruthie, and I could enter in a little bit more to her situation than I can to someone who is on the verge of a divorce. But whatever form of suffering may be yours today, I hope that I may have some words of consolation, and perhaps the Lord will open your mind to understanding a little bit about this mystery. We all ask that question, why? Suffering is inescapable, but try to imagine what kind of a world it would be if there weren't any such thing as trouble. Well, we can't even imagine that, can we? In the introduction to my book, A Path Through Suffering, I tell about the woman that I call my friend, Isak Dinesen. Isak Dinesen is a pen name for Karen Blixen, who was a Danish noblewoman. Of course, I never met her personally. But her book, Out of Africa, is way up at the top of my list of favorite books. Now, it's not a specifically Christian book. So if some of you are listening and imagining that every book that I ever mention is a Christian book that you want to go rushing right out to your bookstore and buy, I want to assure you that that's not by any means necessarily the case, but there are some very great books with very beautiful writing that I love, and Isak Dinesen's Out of Africa is one of those books. And she tells about how in the 1930s, a wandering Swede named Emanuelsson spent one night at her farm in Kenya, and he set off on foot the next morning for Tanganyika, in spite of his hostesses telling him that that was not a possible thing to do for anyone. She told him there wasn't any water in the Maasai Reserve, and the lions were bad there at that time. But, remarkably, she heard from the man later, and he had made it to Tanganyika, and on his way he had been very kindly treated by the Maasai. She said, "It was fit and becoming, I thought, that Emanuelsson should have found refuge with the Maasai, and that they should have received him. The true aristocracy and the true proletariat of the world are both in understanding with tragedy. To them, it's a fundamental principle of God and the key, the minor key, to existence. They differ in this way from the bourgeoisie of all classes who deny tragedy, who will not tolerate it, and to whom the world of tragedy itself means unpleasantness." That's the end of the quote from Isak Dinesen. And as I ponder her words there, I wonder if maybe we have lost the key to existence. In America, we're really not very well prepared, are we, to suffer in any way. We're so used to fixing things. We're so used to solutions. We don't want inconveniences, delays, disappointment, discomfort. We don't want anything that's not in harmony with our whims and our preferences. We simply will not tolerate it. We even reject and deny it. And rejection and denial and the refusal to tolerate troubles leads to stress. I think perhaps we may be in the class of those whom Isak Dinesen would call the bourgeoisie, but we're the ones who suffer stress. I wonder if we've missed not only the fundamental key to existence, but a fundamental principle of God. Don't we lose our lives by trying so hard to save them? Now, I don't claim to be either a theologian or a scholar, but not being a theologian or a scholar has not prevented me from pondering the principle of suffering. The measure of pain in my own life really seems to be negligible compared to the sufferings that many of you listeners write to me about. But it has been sufficient for me to stop and think. I think of F.W.H. Meyer's poem, St. Paul. He says this, "Is there not wrong too bitter for atoning? What are these desperate and hidden years? Hast thou not heard thy whole creation groaning, sighs of a bondsman and a woman's tears?" Well, the words which have illuminated for me the very deepest truth about suffering are Jesus' own words from John 12:24. "In truth, in very truth, I tell you, a grain of wheat remains a solitary grain unless it falls into the ground and dies. But if it dies, it bears a rich harvest." There are two little books which are now out of print. So please remember, don't write to the station and ask where you can get these books. They are Lilius Trotter's Parables of the Cross and Parables of the Christ Life. Lilius Trotter was born in London in 1853, the seventh child of a businessman. She was tall and slender with large brown eyes, an active and orderly mind, a quality of selflessness which gave her a peculiar charm. She went to North Africa as a missionary in 1888 and spent the rest of her life there. She founded the Algiers Mission Band, which later merged with the North Africa Mission. Lilius Trotter died in 1928, but she found in the plant life of the deserts this principle that we're talking about today, the fundamental principle of existence, that death is a gateway to life. exhibited in a thousand ways in the natural world, and she was highly talented as an artist and painted exquisite paintings which illustrate her two little books. The last of her watercolors in Parables of the Cross is that of the wood sorrel, springing from an apparently useless little pile of twigs and dead leaves. And she writes, "God may use the things that he has wrought in us for the blessings of souls unknown to us. As these twigs and leaves of bygone years, whose individuality is forgotten, pass on vitality still to the newborn wood sorrel, God only knows the endless possibilities that lie folded in each one of us. Shall we not go all lengths with him in his plans for us? Not as these green things upon the earth in their unconsciousness, but with the glory of free choice. Shall we not translate the story of their little lives into our own?" That's the end of her quote. And I, Elizabeth Elliot, am one of those souls, unknown to Lilias Trotter, blessed by her surrender and sacrifice. Not a fanciful mysticism, but I know that it is a spiritual reality that can be tested at every turn. I trust that you'll find these talks on the subject of suffering a real balm, B-A-L-M, and comfort to your soul.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.